the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 8th of April 2022, is Friday of the fifth week of Lent. We reflect on how do we respond in moments of difficulty. As we draw closer to the Holy Week, the passages of the Gospel that we read begin to show us how hatred towards Jesus was growing among the Jewish leaders of his time. We heard in John 8:59 that they picked up stones to throw at Jesus. Jesus hid himself in the temple, but he continued to teach, to preach, and to heal after that. In the Gospel passage of today, they tried again to stone him. And so Jesus asked them this time, "I have done many good works for you to see, works from my Father. For which of these are you stoning me?" John chapter 10, verse 31 to 32. Jesus Christ was working miracles, and the people were happy to receive theirs. As far as they were concerned, Jesus was simply one great miracle worker. They could not see beyond the miracle to understand that the miracles were mere signs by which Jesus wanted to lead them to understand who he really is, God in the midst of men. When Jesus eventually revealed his divinity, they could not bring themselves to accept. And so, they picked up stones to throw at him. Jesus said, "I have done so many good works among you. For which of these are you stoning me?" Does it not happen often among us and in our days that when people start to fight you and band together against you, they suddenly forget all the good you have done for them? In fact, they try to trivialize and undermine the much that you may have tried to do. And dear friends, the fact of the matter is that the more we try to be close to God and to do things right, the closer we actually get to him, the greater the persecution and hatred that we shall encounter. This may not make sense, and indeed can be frustrating, because we often believe that if we are close to God and we are striving for holiness of life, everyone will love and appreciate our efforts. But the fact is, it wasn't that way for Jesus, and it will not be that way for us either. One key to attaining holiness of life is to stand firm on the truth, especially in the midst of persecution, suffering, and hardship, and also to be patient with those who misunderstand and persecute us. After all, bearing wrongs patiently is a virtue, and it is part of what it means to strive towards holiness of life. Dear friends, we have a lot to learn from the reactions of the prophet Jeremiah and the Lord Jesus in the readings of our liturgy today. They were provoked. Their lives were put in danger. In his troubles, Jeremiah prayed the prayer of surrender, asking God to fight on his behalf. He said, "But the Lord is at my side, a mighty hero. I have committed my cause to him." Jeremiah was so much at peace at having committed his cause to God that in verse 13, he went on to sing praises to God, the pain in his heart notwithstanding. "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers." In a similar way, Jesus did not use his power to fight his enemies back when they tried to stone him. Rather, he continued to witness to truth, charity, goodwill, and the well-being of people. In the end, Jeremiah was vindicated, and Jesus rose triumphant from the grave. Are you going through difficulty? Do you find yourself surrounded by enemies like Jeremiah and Jesus? Remember, both of them faced persecution and rejection without fear. They proclaimed the truth without fear or favor. They proclaimed the message of God undiluted, in spite of the threat to their lives and well-being. Like them, you will triumph also. But let your cause be just, right, and good. Let your hands be clean. If your hands are clean and your cause is right and good, your victory is also assured. There will be stations of the cross today in all our parishes. Do find time to participate in this important devotion. And so I bless you as you begin this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.